report of respect to the King Zemin at the March 2013 plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. In his report, Kim Jong-un said the plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea was convened to discuss and decide an important strategic line for hastening the victory of the revolutionary cause of Suzhe, started in the Pactor in accordance with the demand of the prevailing situation and developing revolution. He said, "Today we are confronted with an important task to achieve decisive victory in the total resistance against the United States, to destroy daily increasing movements of the enemy to suffocate the DPRK, and honor the socialist motherland of Juche forever as the powerful Pactusan nation nobody dares to challenge. According to the demand of the present situation and the developing revolution, the Party Center presents a new strategic line on accelerating both economic construction and nuclear arms build-up simultaneously. The United States and its followers instigated the UN Security Council to adopt the Brigandist Resolution on sanctions under the pretext of our successful peaceful satellite launch conducted in December last year, committing outrageous hostilities which illegalized the legitimate right to satellite launch of a sovereign state. To counter the prevailing situation, we were obliged to make the third underground nuclear test. Then the United States and other hostile forces got more frenzied enough to fabricate an intensive resolution on sanctions again, while staging the key reserve and full eager joint nuclear exercises to trigger off a nuclear war with the mobilization of vast aggression forces. Our army and people, firmly rallied around the Central Committee of the Party, rose up as one in total confrontation with the United States to resist the war of aggression with a just war of national reunification. Though the enemy does not dare to open fire, frightened at our strongest countermeasures, their ambition to suffocate the DPRK remains unchanged. The US intention is to denuclearize us and overthrow our system by all means and effort. Now the enemy threatens that we cannot achieve economic development unless we give up nuclear weapons, while appeasing us that it will help us to be better off if we choose another road. Nonetheless, we should hold more firmly the nuclear treasure sword and open a wide road of development and prosperity. It is the law-governed demand of the development of our revolution and urgent demand for accelerating the accomplishment of the historic cause of national reunification, supreme desire of our nation, entirely free from foreign domination and interference, to accelerate both economic construction and nuclear arms build-up simultaneously at present. The strategic line on accelerating both economic construction and nuclear arms build-up simultaneously is also just line for brilliant accomplishment of the cause of building a thriving socialist nation, and a realistic one for the maximum effect in the development of the economy and strengthening of the defense capabilities. The party's line on accelerating both economic construction and nuclear arms build-up simultaneously is a reasonable one for solving the issue of power shortage, while strengthening the nuclear arms, depending on the Juche-based atomic power industry, and the just line for fully implementing our party's plan and intention to make the people lead a happy life while positively coping with the prevailing situation. The line represents the firm faith and will of our party to accomplish the revolutionary cause of Juche along the road of independence, the road of Sengun, the road of socialism, pioneered and followed by the great generalissimos Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. Noting that the party's line should be firmly maintained and firmly implemented, Kim Jong-un further said, "It is the most important and urgent task of our party at present to accelerate the building of an economic giant and drastically improve the people's livelihood. Breakthroughs should be opened in the preceding sectors of the national economy and basic industries, including the electric, coal and metal industries and railway transport, and fresh change made in the development of agriculture and light industry. New technical development force should be formed, and science and technology and the economy organically combined in all fields of the national economy in order to update factories and enterprises with modern technology. And efforts should be concentrated on the development of space science and technology so that more communication and different other kinds of working satellites developed and launched. The
cabinet
and other state economic organs should set an economic development strategy as well as realistic goals
to plan another field and stage and thorough implement them
while specifically organizing and guiding production for a sharp increase of output through the best use of ready-made economic foundations. We should study and complete the economic management method of our style in accordance with the demand of the developing reality and make foreign trade many-sided and diversified to frustrate the sanctions and blockade of the hostile forces and offer a favorable base for the building of an economic giant. Tourist zones should be built well in Wonsan area, the Mount Chilbo area, and different other places of the country for active development of tourism and
economic development
zones built in our provinces in accordance with their specific conditions and developed in their own way. As long as the imperialist nuclear threat continues, we should hold fast to the economic construction and the nuclear arms build-up as an invariable line, and strengthen the nuclear deterrent more firmly. The munitions industry should manufacture more precision and small-sized nuclear weapons and their carrier means in larger quantities, continue to develop the technology of nuclear weapons, and thus actively develop more powerful and developed nuclear weapons. The atomic energy industry should vigorously conduct a drive for surpassing the cutting edge and introduce the CNC technology and robotization in equipment and production processes. The current Japanese army should increase the pivotal role of the nuclear armed force in all fields of war deterrence strategy and war performance strategy and perfect the normal combat preparedness of the nuclear armed force. We will legalize the issue of constantly holding fast to the nuclear deterrent, the legacy of great Kim Jong-il, and actively conduct external activities for providing favorable circumstances to implement a line of promoting the economic construction and nuclear arms build-up simultaneously. We, as a responsible nuclear state, will make positive efforts for peace and security of Asia and the rest of the world, implement the duty of nuclear non-proliferation before the international community with sincerity, and make a contribution to denuclearization of the world, he said. Kim Jong-un called upon all to forcefully promoting both economic construction and nuclear arms build-up in keeping with the demands of the prevailing situation and the development of revolution, rallied rock firm around the central committee of the party, and thus accelerate the final victory.